August is National Nuclear Free Future Month, and a broad coalition of Bay Area groups is organizing two events at the Lawrence Livermore Nuclear Weapons Laboratory, one of the two principal U.S. facilities engaged in nuclear weapons research and development. I'm Susan Gallimore of Raising Sand Radio, and I'm urging you to participate in this event. It's called From Hiroshima to Fukushima to Livermore, Confronting the Two-Headed Dragon of Nuclear Weapons and Nuclear Power. The first event begins on Saturday at 6 p.m., August 6th, that's Saturday, August 6th, at 6 p.m., and it marks the 66th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima. This evening event, again starts at 6, at William Payne Park in Livermore, is across the street from the lab at Vasco and Patterson Pass Roads, and it runs until 9. On August 9th, on the anniversary of the atomic bombings of Nagasaki, beginning at 8 a.m. in the morning, there will be a solemn ceremony followed by a nonviolent symbolic blockade that will take place at the west gate of the lab on Vasco Road between Patterson Pass Road and East Avenue in Livermore. Mary Leah Kelly of Tri-Valley Cares, one of the participants in this broad coalition of Bay Area groups, will describe these events.
The event is titled From Hiroshima to Fukushima to Livermore, Confronting the Two-Headed Dragon of Nuclear Weapons and Nuclear Power. And Livermore Lab is one of two locations that designs every single nuclear weapon in the United States arsenal. And it's here in Northern California, in the Bay Area, in the East Bay. And so we have a special responsibility as Bay Area residents to monitor activities there and to resist the further development of nuclear weapons. The occasion, August 6th, is Hiroshima Day, commemorating the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima, Japan. So it's quite meaningful and important to confront the legacy of Hiroshima and confront the issue of nuclear weapons at the site that's right now today busy developing new and modified nuclear bombs, that is Livermore Lab. And particularly this year, we wanted to make the connections between those two things and Fukushima and the nuclear power issue. There's so much in common between nuclear weapons and nuclear power. There's the waste for which there is no real solution. There's the fact that people are contaminated with radiation, which knows no boundaries and is uncontrollable. And we wanted to, show our solidarity with the people in Fukushima. And also another connection between nuclear weapons and nuclear power is the whole nuclear proliferation problem, because the end product of a nuclear reactor is plutonium-239, which is the beginning product of a nuclear bomb. So we're going to be making all those connections, gathering August 6th, as I said, 6 p.m., here in Livermore, right across the street from the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Laboratory at William Payne Park. And it is the 66th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima. There, we're going to have a number of expert speakers. Our keynote will be noted scientist and author Dr. Arjun Makajani. We're going to have music by the award-winning duo Emma's Revolution. There'll be vegetarian food available for folks by Food Nut Bombs. There's going to be amazing taiko drumming. There are going to be peace activities for adults and children, including such things as face painting and origami, a table where people can learn how to fold cranes. And we're going to have a live video conversation with a nuclear bomb survivor in Japan. And we're also having a second event on Tuesday, August 9th at 8 a.m. And that's going to be right at the west gate of the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Laboratory. There'll be a ceremony, some centering, and those who choose will risk arrest in nonviolent protest of the nuclear weapons work going on at Livermore. Folks are invited to come if they would like to risk arrest. Folks are also invited to come to participate in the ceremony and support the people who are risking arrest.
Now, you have done, Tri-Valley Cares has been part of the coalition that does this event every year. And how has it changed? Are you seeing more people come out, or how are things evolving?
It's a wonderful coalition of dozens of peace, justice, and environmental groups. It is growing every year. Our goal is to increase awareness of the work done at Livermore Lab, particularly the nuclear weapons work, and to make these connections of which I spoke. This year, there are more groups participating who are working on nuclear power issues, and I think that that helps build a really organic and strong and powerful coalition. All of these groups, by the way, are going to have tables, and so folks can, we're going to have kind of a peace festival right at 6 p.m., so folks can come and read, you know, literature, look at different groups' reports, look at their T-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, all that kind of fun stuff. And then we're going to begin the program at 6:30 p.m. on August 6th.
And listeners, again, can go to trivalleycares.org to get details and a map. There's a map there for directions and so forth.
And flyers and all kinds of details, yeah.
Again, from Hiroshima to Fukushima to Livermore, confronting the two-headed dragon of nuclear weapons and nuclear power. The first event begins 6 o'clock Saturday, August 6th, and it marks the 66th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. And the second rally begins at 8 a.m. in the morning, and it will be a ceremony followed by a nonviolent blockade taking place at the west gate of the lab. You can get more information and directions to Livermore and these events at www.trivalleycares.org, TRIVALLEYCARES, trivalleycares.org. And this is Susan Gallimore of Raising Sand Radio, urging you to get out to Livermore if you can. Raising Sand Radio will be airing more on the National Nuclear Free Future Month. And to hear those shows over the next few days, go to raisingsandradio.org.